Blessed are they that find a hiding place. Blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Many shall wax worse and worse and away, but those that seek diligently shall remain and grow strong. Because they shall be like a tree planted, everybody say the word planted, by the rivers of water, whatsoever thing they do shall prosper. They bring forth abundantly in this due season. Therefore, take hold of the reins of life. Do what is right and walk in the light. Blessed are they that find a hiding place. Let's say that again. Say blessed.
Blessed.
The word of God comes to give us faith. Faith is substance for things hoped for. Evidence of things unseen. People sit up here and look at my face week after week. Service after service after service, as if we're playing games. We sit up there as if we are playing games. God is a serious God, and what we do is it's a serious thing. It's not like entertainment time when someone gives a word. You know, this is the word that this person's talking about for a season. These are things that we hear, that we apply, that we might be able to take advantage of. Amen? Now, we got this prophetic word here, and we've been preaching the word of God, amen, and showing you biblical scripture, amen, that you might hear this word. And it's not enough just to hear it, but you got to do something with it. Faith, somebody say faith, comes by hearing the word. So you got to do whatever is in your heart to hear. Without works, faith is what? Dead. So if people aren't working the word, obviously their faith is what? Dead. And if people have dead faith, you know, dead faith is not, you know, you can't find living faith just because someone is energetic, you know, or shouting and screaming. That's not evidence of living faith. Evidence of living faith is works. In the book of James, it says, listen, I would that you would be not only hearers of the word, but also what? Because the doer of the word is what? Blessed. It's the doer of the word that gets blessed by the word, not necessarily the hearer of the word. Somebody say, I want to be a doer of the word. I know that the word is going forth, and I know that the word is of God. But just because you got a good word doesn't mean that that word's necessarily going to come about, because you got to mix some faith with the word of God. For the word of God did them no good because they did not mix it with faith. That's a scripture in the Bible also. So good word will do you a good preacher, a good pastor, prophetic word, a pastor. I mean, Moses himself could do the people no good. Why? Because they did not mix the word with what? Faith. Well, if the word's so good, why aren't things happening? Well, we must mix the good word, which we know is good, which I know is good, and I know it's the word of God. It's time to mix that word with faith. I would that you be not only hearers of the word, but also what? Doers of the word. First of all, before you can do that, you got to come, hear, and do. Everybody write that down. Come, hear, and do. Well, it's the same thing when we look at that thing this morning. You know, if God's going to accomplish anything, he's going to accomplish it by faith. So if we're not accomplishing anything, obviously there's a void or deficiency in our faith. The Bible said, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I'm very concerned that we get a word from the Holy Ghost that tells us to do one thing, and we decide just to do something completely the opposite. Blessed. Somebody say blessed. Are they that find a hiding place? We've got to learn that the house of God, and it's seeking first the kingdom of God, is the place of blessing. Write that down. You know, it's pride to consider blessing to come any other way. It's absolute pride to consider blessing outside of the will of God, outside of the Word of God, outside of the life of faith, outside of the Spirit, amen. Any other way is considered pride. And pride goeth before what? And a haughty spirit before what? Destruction. Pride and rebellion. You know, rebellion just keeps on pitching. I'm going to pitch it this way. I'm going to pitch it this way. I'm going to pitch it this way. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world yet lose his own what? Soul. Blessed are they that find a hiding place. That's a prophetic word, but we've read that in Scripture again. And blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But they that seek the Lord, how? Diligently. Everybody write down the word diligence. It's not enough to be on one week and off the next week. You know, that's unstable. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Somebody say double-mindedness. Now, what do you mean by double-mindedness? That means that you got to renew your mind with the Word of God. If you have the mind of the Spirit and also the mind of the flesh operating in control at the same time, guess what? You're going to be unstable in all of your ways. And it says, let not that man think that he'll receive what? Anything from God. How many of you want to receive something from God this morning? How many want to receive God's best and receive the words? Amen? Well, we've got to be single-minded. We've got to have the mind of the Spirit. And how do we obtain the mind of the Spirit? By renewing our mind continually with the Word of God. But if we continue to run our mouth, you know, so many people, we pour out, we pour out, we pour out, we pour out, and we don't put anything in, we don't put anything in, we don't put anything in, and then you wonder how you get people that are almost schizo. What's schizo? Schizophrenic means, is one double-minded, you know, schizophrenic person is you don't know which personality, what spirit they're going to be in one day from the next day. One day they're controlled by the Spirit, they're happy and energetic and God and all this other stuff. The next day, I mean, you would think that the devil himself is speaking. Well, what causes that? What causes that? That is that. Listen, people, if we operate in that and we walk like that, that is totally, this is the, that happens because that person has not chosen to renew their mind with the Word of God. Listen, the person that refuses to renew their mind will always be double-minded. Singleness of mind comes when you renew your mind with the Word of God, that your mind, the things you think is in line with what the Spirit says and what the Spirit wants to do. A lot of times God will say something and you won't have the mind to do it. You won't have the mind to perform it. So you got to perform. Guess what you got to do? You got to renew your mind with that Word of God by hearing it over and over and over again till you get singleness of mind. And then when you get singleness of mind, faith will start to operate. But a lot of people are trying to move in faith without singleness of mind. It's not going to do anything. You know, we got to be, listen, faith is substance of things hoped for, but this is how you obtain faith. Faith comes by renewing your mind. You got to hear a word, right? And renew your mind with that word so that your spirit and also your mind are in sync with that thing, that you have a mind to perform that word. That way you'll be able to do it. Many people try to ignore their flesh and try to ignore their head, say by head, I'm just going to forget it. No, you must renew your mind. If you think negative thoughts, you need to go back to the Word of God. If you got a thought, you got a process, it's not enough just to stop it. You've got to go back and correct it. Somebody say correction. Anything contrary to the Word of God needs to be corrected. And the only way you can correct it is you got to completely purge your mind of it with Scripture. If you know what you're doing, you know, if you know something, if something's taught, you know that you're out there in something that's not particularly God's best for you, or what God said, you're outside of a provision, you're outside of a word. What you've got to do is you must correct yourself with the Bible. You got to find scriptures regarding that situation that you're dealing with and renew yourself to that scripture no matter how long it takes. Because your faith will not work as long as you are double-minded. A lot of people want to operate in faith, and they want to see things happen. It won't happen until you renew your mind to it. That's why we keep preaching the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, that we might be able to renew our mind to that word. And then once our mind is renewed to that word, guess what? We'll start to perform it. Well, this is one thing I wanted to talk to you this morning. Blessed are they that find a hiding place. Blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. How long have we been telling people that? People are open to let the devil do whatever he wants to do throughout their week. You know where it starts? Sunday morning. People expect God to jump at their every whim and every command. They speak it, and God's supposed to show up right away. They get a cold, they get sick, they need some money, they need whatever it is, and as soon as they pray, they expect God to be right there. So we say covenant. But our lifestyle is absolutely the difference. It's different. Wouldn't it be a trip if God honored us the way that we honored him? People will start to respond to God as they believe God responds to them. How we walk and how we worship, how we act, our stability is only a reflection of something that we've seen. I know that I have a faithful God, therefore I am faithful with my God. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. It's a very, I'm going to say this morning just so that everybody can hear it. It's a very dangerous thing to miss church, especially on Sunday morning. You say, what are you talking about? No, Sunday's the Lord's day. One day, God asks of you, and we think we want to play games. Listen, the Word of God is stronger than whatever you got going on in your life. Amen. The Word of God is stronger than sickness. Yes. The Word of God is stronger than any attitude. Amen. The Word of God is stronger than any football game. Yes. The Word of God is stronger than any storm outside. Do you hear what I'm saying? Yes. What will be able to separate you from the love of God? So trials, distress, tribulation, and all these things, nothing you're dealing with. The reason why we're teaching this morning, because you know what? This happens because we haven't taught it. How are we going to expect to be some type of green branch? I'm talking about green with prosperity and blessings of God, not green from just about able to be sick. How are we going to do that, you know, if we don't discipline ourselves and have someone teach us these things that we need to know? There are certain things you just need to get over. Many times people think they're playing games with people, but really what they're playing with is God. It's one thing if you don't know, but if you do know and choose to rebel, that's a very dangerous place. Here's one reason why people don't come to church. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife did what? Hid themselves from what? From the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. Someone say, hide. See, and God says, blessed are they that find a hiding place, but your hiding place has got to be the presence of God. And so many people are hiding from the presence of God when the presence of God should be your hiding place. Notice that when people always got a trip going on, whenever they got an issue going on with their life, whenever something's going on, the first thing they want to do is hide from the presence of God. So we say, who's hiding? Come out, wherever you are. As if God can't find you and God doesn't know where you are. As if God don't know where you are. Notice that Adam and Eve got in trouble. And I believe the trouble started with what? Meditating and fellowshipping with the devil. Eve had a conversation with the devil which caused her to sin. And that's what it is with many church people. But I just sat up here and I just started thinking about the young converts and how many people come to church, and they come to church and they go. They come to church and they go. It's like a cycle. In, out, out, in. And we think, what is the issue there? What is the issue here? And the issue is that we don't teach them to find a hiding place. Everybody write down the word hide. We've got to teach people how to hide. Especially new converts come into this place. We've got to teach them to hide from the devil. Notice that, listen, whenever God had a promise, and so he had to hide Jesus in Egypt, didn't he? Jesus was born, and Herod wanted him, didn't he? You know, while he was young, listen, Herod was out to destroy his life. So they took Jesus and hid him from Herod until Herod was dead. David was anointed of God. Saul was mad about it, amen? So what did they have to do with David? They had to take David and did what? They hid him. Moses was a little Jewish baby, little Hebrew child. They had to take him and hide him. When he ran into trouble with the guy that he killed, they took him and hid him. Somebody say, hide. There are some people, you got to learn how to hide. But instead of them hiding from the devil, hiding from negative thought, hiding from strife, hiding from all those issues, somebody say, can't be found. We hide from the presence of God. So say, you got to know where to hide. Your place of shelter, your place of security is important. Amen. We are known to run. Human beings, it's natural. It's human nature. Even in any type of animal, in any type of being, when something goes wrong, they're going to move. But you got to learn where your instincts are. When the heat is on, it's when you're in trouble. Where are you running? Somebody say, check your hiding place. Because trouble does come. Issues do happen. Storms do arise. The devil does yell sometimes. That's not telling you to be afraid from the devil. But you got to move sometimes. But you got to learn where to move. Listen, that's why this prophetic word said, blessed are they that find a hiding place. There are a lot of people that are caught up in drugs right now. Why? The crack pipe has become a hiding place. There are people that are addicted to alcohol and all of these issues and all of these things. Why? Because that has become a hiding place to them. There are a lot of people that are cuckoo and nuts today, schizophrenic, hearing all kind of voices. Why? Because issues would happen in their life. And then they would run to the back of their mind and meditate on negative thoughts for years. You better be careful where your hiding place is, because there are many hiding places that become prisons. There are hiding places that are traps. You read throughout the Bible, it says, listen, my enemies laid a trap out for me, a trap out for me. There are traps that are out there, and people think they're secure hiding places. And they get stuck there and never come out. Some say, learn about hiding places. We got a home. Those of you that are going to be strong in the Lord and be able to help people, you better teach them this. You better teach the saints of God this. This is why we've lost so many people. This is why I've lost so many people. Why? We have not taught the people to find a hiding place. War would go on, storms would rage, stuff would happen, and the sheep would be out there in the midst of all kind of stuff. Instead of them running to the presence of God and hiding themselves from stuff, let me say, blessed are they that find a hiding place. Blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Many, somebody say, many shall wax worse and worse and away. There have been a lot of people that we know, that I know of personally, that have waxed worse and worse and no longer to be seen because they didn't find a hiding place. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 2. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 2. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David, and Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a what? And do what? Write that word down. And abide in a secret place and hide thyself. Listen, there's a war going on, and if you're going to win, you need the whole armor of God. You need some sense. Amen. There isn't time to hide yourself. Amen. See, sometimes God hides us, and we don't understand when things are going on. Don't people, listen, why is the place so small? It's hidden for a season. Jesus was on the earth even when the devil was raging, when he was just a little boy, but the answer was already there, but it was what? Hidden. There are many of you, glory to God, you say, I got this anointing on my life, I got this grace on my life, but what's going on with it? Somebody said, you're hidden for a season. Don't worry about a thing. Amen. David, even though Saul was out there doing all that other stuff, amen, he was anointed to be king. God hid him. Somebody say, a secret hiding place. Listen, that word secret place means cover. Somebody say cover. Say the word cover again. See, that's a thing people we don't want to hear anymore. You ever heard of the term covering? Somebody say covering. Say it one more time. Covering. You need to have a covering. And a covering is a what kind of place? A hiding place, a shelter. Every minister needs to have a hiding place. Amen. Because when you get out there, things go rough sometimes. Things get crazy. People talk about you. People don't understand you. Amen. You need some place to run to every now and then to hide yourselves up under the word. A covering. It says, listen, a covering, a protected private secret place, a place of provision. So say, Saul seeks to kill you. Hide yourself. Saul represented the thing that once was, it's on its way out. The devil knows his time is up. People have lost the anointing of God, lost the grace of God. Time is up. They don't want to see what God's going to do next. Amen? So God will take and hide his new anointed. Here's another thing. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 11. So say, hide till the appointed time. Notice that there was a prophetic word. How many of you believe in prophetic words and different things? There was a prophetic word that this is a season, that there's a season coming. Amen, that God was about to do some great things, but we need to take that season and stay in the word, stay in the grace of God, stay in joy. Just drop off everything, forget everything, and get up under the word and get up under the anointing of God. Make it first place. Y'all remember that word? Yes. To me, that sounds like a hiding place, doesn't it? And if I were to hear this word and heed this word prophetically and try to work it out in my spirit and take it legit, you know, and take it at face value, I would take it and I would interpret it like this. It's due season, and God's about to change some stuff up. Get out of the way and hide yourself just for a little bit. Hide yourself just for a little while God does what he has to do. Get a covering and hide yourself up under the covering while God does what he has to do. There were times, listen, even in this city, Brother Joy, you knew that. Even in this city, a couple years back, things went on. We started Nations Church, amen, and it got there, and some things happened around the spiritual climate of this whole area just went nuts. God said, stop, hide yourself. At that point, we were really booming and things were really happening, and we could have been aggressive and done some other things, but we chose to hide ourselves. And not be seen, not to push anything while that stuff worked its way out. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Same thing with this. Same thing with where we are right now. Amen. Now is the time to hide ourselves into the appointed time. And I believe not many days. Amen. The matter will be over. Amen. And if you hide yourself in the secret place of the Most High, you won't be one of those that wax worse and worse. And then away. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Notice that when the children of Israel were just about to receive deliverance, somebody say, just before deliverance is a hiding time. If you go through and look at all of the deliverances in the Bible and all those things that went on, just before deliverance, there's always a short, somebody say, just a short season of hiding time. When we went to fight, I tell you what, if they were going to drop a nuclear bomb someplace and they had troops over there, somebody say, praise the Lord. They would warn them and say, get in, put on your mask, do whatever you're going to do. Anybody ever seen those little Vietnam movies? They say, hey, we're going to drop some stuff. And before, they had a radio wave. And they would tell them on the radio, and they would tell all the troops, there's a plane coming in. God's going to exterminate some stuff. There's a plane coming in. They would get down in the foxholes. They would get down in whatever they had to get in and put their mask on and wait because they knew that napalm was coming, right? So say, find a cover. Same thing when they were in Egypt, just before to come out. Listen. And the firstborn was to be what? Killed. God told them to stay up inside the house, amen, and put blood over the door. And anybody that came out, he didn't care who you were. If you came out from under that blood, what happened? Pow. We don't honor coverings anymore. We need to learn about supernatural coverings, amen? Jesus put people together. He did things, and we got to learn to honor God as we honor one another and respect one another, amen? And see and discern things spiritually, amen? Look at somebody and say, are you covered? Look at him and say, are you covered? Ask him, are you covered? Are you covered? And I want to ask you a question. If you're covered, with what? Now ask them, with what? Look at somebody and say, we're going to win the war. We've got instructions from heaven, amen, to find a secret hiding place. He hideth my soul in a cleft of the rock. Amen. So say, cover yourself. And when God says shout, then you can shout. Amen. God's about to do some things we can't do. I believe an air attack's coming. Somebody say, praise God. Amen. I believe an air attack's coming. And what God's trying to get you to do, amen, is to forget about these things. Look at all the things. Even there's some, the whole stuff is everything's kind of being shut down and locked up right now. Haven't you seen that? Ask my friend Dean. Stock market locked up for a season. Gridlock. Wow, some things about to change up. Somebody say, praise the Lord. But God's not going to allow us to be affected by any of those things. Somebody say, I'll prosper. He'll bring you to the top. You got to understand, have a vision of those things. See, people get afraid when things go wrong in the world. No, that's the time when things get better for you. You got a covenant. You're not going to come under the same stuff they came under. Don't worry about the things. You're not a part of that number. You're marked with Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord is over your name. Amen. And that means you're going to win no matter what. Amen. And in that situation, we went to Snark and all that other stuff, you believe God and speak the word over God. God will not allow that plague to come nigh thy dwelling place. Somebody say, no plague or famine or calamity will come nigh my dwelling place. Notice it says dwelling place. Didn't say you, it said what? Dwelling place. Say your dwelling place is what it doesn't come by. It depends on where your dwelling place is. If you're dwelling in an atmosphere, amen, if you're dwelling in a swamp, you're going to get bit by mosquitoes. That's why God says, listen, he leadeth us beside the still and quiet waters, amen. Hallelujah. Green pastures and all those things he leads us. Listen, that kind of stuff, evil can't come nigh. Somebody say, your dwelling place, amen, will protect you. What is your mind dwelling on throughout the week? What is your verbalization dwelling on? You know, what is your focus? What is your mentality? What are you listening to? What are you watching? Who are you talking to? Somebody say, your dwelling place. And when you're living right with a good confession, somebody say, praise God. And a shout of praise, amen, and victory, amen. And you got the right kind of relationships that God says you should have. People are going to lift you up in Jesus' name, not pull you back, not cause you to stumble, not cause you to get in a bunch of mess. Somebody say, amen. That's a dwelling place where no plague can come nigh. Now listen, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 11. And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass as soon as I am gone from thee, the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whether I would not. And so when I am come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord? Some say, remember Jezebel? Listen, how I did what? What did he do? He had 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in what? 50 represents Pentecost people. And fed them with what? And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. Spirit of Elijah, whenever you hear about Elijah, that means revival. Whenever you hear about Elijah, that means revival. Somebody say, praise God. The spirit of Elijah is the spirit of revival. And, you know, spirit of revival. That's why they said John the Baptist said, come and say, listen, repent. It means change. He said, change. John came saying, change. Everything's going to change. Somebody say, there's going to be a change. Somebody say, change. Turn around. Go the other way. Change. Spirit of Elijah, come say, hey, there's going to be a change. Somebody say, change. Somebody say, we're going to change some things in here. Amen. And old Jezebel. Somebody say, Jezebel. She wasn't happy about it. Jezebel represents witchcraft and control. She represents witchcraft and control. She runs the show. Amen. Ahab thought he was the king. He wasn't. Jezebel was in charge. I got a message for Jezzy. Brother Belcher used to say at Christ for the Nation, he made Jezzy into Jezzy juice. Jezzy juice is the name of dog food. Oh, Jezebel became dog food. Jezebel dealt with dogs, amen, and the dogs ate her alive. Hallelujah. The spirit of Elijah, the spirit of change comes, and change shall slay the former thing. But before Elijah came, he took 100 and hid them by 50 in a cave. Now, I don't believe God's trying to put us in a cave someplace, but I believe that there's some people that God's going to start to hide. I believe this is one of the places. I believe this is a hiding place. And they're in there eating bread and water. Who knows what was going on the outside? Somebody say in the secret place, there's bread. Now, bread represents Holy Ghost revelation word. Bread from heaven. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. See, God's right on schedule. See, God's taking his prophets, his mouthpieces, and people. And listen, we don't understand it. And they're hid away. Amen. There are a lot of places just like this all over the place where people are hid away, getting revelation word of God. Amen. Getting programmed. Somebody say, getting ready, getting trained. Amen. God's moving on the outside. Amen. And he's got the prophets and people that are hearing. Listen, hid away. Amen. They're up under the word of God. Bread and water. Water represents spirit and anointing. In that season, in the season between after Jesus Christ died and rose again, listen, before the Holy Ghost came and indwelt the believer, amen, Jesus said, listen, tarry there in what? In Jerusalem until you're endued with power. He told them to go up to an upper room. Sounds like a hiding place, doesn't it? There in that hiding place, they prayed. Hallelujah. They prayed in the hiding place. And all of a sudden, when the time was just right, the Holy Ghost came. Somebody said revival. And amen. And then they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And fire rested on every one of their heads. And then God sent them out everywhere. Somebody said, there's a season to go to Jerusalem and pray. There's a season to hide yourself. Amen. They hid. Nobody could find. Why? But there were stuff going around all over the place. They were persecuting the church. Everywhere you turned around, they were afraid to move. They said, who would be next on the cross? They didn't know. But they had to go by the word of God to the upper room. And it started. Yeah, there were a lot of people in that place. There were a whole lot of people in the upper room when it first started out, but a whole lot of them wandered away. Waxed away. Somebody say, praise God. But when the power came, 3,000 souls added to the church in one day. In one day. Somebody say, in one day. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Some say, when I come up out of this, look at somebody and say, I'll be back. Look at somebody else and say, I'll be back. I'm going to go hide myself for a minute. Find a hiding place. Somebody say, praise God. Chill. Rest. Enjoy yourself. Amen. Rest in the presence of God. If I can hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, victory, somebody say victory, shall be mine. Psalm chapter 17, verse 8. Tell somebody, shout it out, say, find a hiding place. When trouble comes, find a hiding place. It's just like the devil. When trouble comes, people run. Amen. But when trouble comes, find a hiding place. Glory to God. That's when you need it the most. Blessed are they that find a hiding place. Blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This word came to us prophetically. And we've been teaching it for the last three or four services. And each one of them, I believe, has been good. Psalm chapter 17, verse 8 says, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me. Somebody say, hide me. Under the shadow of what? Thy wings. Somebody say, hide me. Under the shadow of your wings. Psalm 27, 5. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And when he hides you, he sets you up upon a rock. And then you can be like the eagle. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, now. See, but you're not going to be able to say now until you allow him to hide you. So a lot of people don't want to be hid so God can set them up. Notice before a wedding, the groom can't even see the bride. Somebody say, they got to go away in a secret chamber and prepare themselves. Hallelujah. You need to go to the dressing room. Amen. Allow God to work you over just a little bit. You don't like to hear this, but I'm saying, listen, see, I've been there before. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. God said, get up under another wave of the Holy Ghost and hide yourself just one more time. God, I'm ready to roll down. Things are happening. Things are happening. I can't take a break. Things are going on. I don't understand. Don't you know? Listen. Hide yourself in God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things will be added unto you. And now shall my head be lifted up in verse 6, if you do verse 5. Above. Somebody say above. Mine enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer up in his tabernacle sacrifices. Somebody say sacrifices. Of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise to the Lord. So say, in a time of trouble. 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 So say, in a time of trouble, hide. Somebody say, they're too dumb to come in from out of the rain. In a time of trouble, just hide yourself. It's not going to get any better running from the presence of God. Blessed are they that find a hiding place. Psalm 31, verse 20. Are y'all getting this in your spirit so when the trouble day comes, glory to God, you know exactly what to do? What the devil meant for evil, God will turn it around for your good. You ever seen those spooky movies? No, y'all too religious to watch spooky movies. You ever seen people that find dumb hiding places? Like possums. You ever seen possum play dumb? You know that thing is there. You ever seen animals that like chameleons, those kind of things around here? You know, you can see those things plain as day. Trying to blend in. A lot of people trying to blend in with the devil. The devil knows who you are. I was going to read 31:20. Why not? Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from what? Thou shalt keep them secretly in what? From what? I tell you what, strife times are purging times. See, some people, when strife arises and things go, we used to get all freaked out and say, oh, my Lord, what's going on? What's going on? No, hide yourself. They'll hang themselves. Somebody say, praise God. Just say, they won't be there. Just keep your mouth shut. They won't be there. Amen. God will take care of that stuff, won't he? Somebody say, I'll be here. Somebody say, the truth will always outlive a lie. Say it again. The truth will always outlive a lie. Don't even answer a fool after his folly. So they don't even deserve an answer. Amen. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. So say, in the presence of God. If you can't sense the anointing of God, don't hide there. If there ain't no anointing there, if there's no presence of God there, if it's not the joy, amen. Bible, if there's no joy there, the Bible says, in thy presence is joy forevermore. And if you're someplace and you're hiding and miserable, you're miserable in your hiding place, that's not a good hiding place. Because the Bible says, he shall hide you in the secret of his presence, and also in his presence is fullness of joy. So listen, if you're around some people that don't cause you to have joy, find another foxhole. You got to be hiding in his presence. Somebody say, in his presence. Don't allow nobody to be stealing your joy. You'll give us up. Somebody say, in the secret. This is good teaching this morning. From, listen, and he will hide you from the pride. Somebody say, pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly, even from, somebody say, from the strife of men. Listen, if you found a hiding place, you know, saying they might be laughing a little bit in your hiding place, amen. But if you can sense strife there, amen. Somebody say, find another hole.
That's right.
Listen, if you got a hole and there's pride in the hole, listen, they might not be in strife. They might be doing something, but you see ego and pride. People, you know, God's knocking at their door to change some things, to do some things, and they're unwilling to do those things, amen. Somebody say, find another hole. I believe that strife, pride, amen, and all those things, listen, strife and pride, those things, listen, are like beacons. They tell the devil exactly where you are. They call calamity. So the devil say, where can I drop this bomb? Where can I do this? He's listening. Nope, strife over there. I got a. There's an entrance over there. That'll hold me. So say, you can't hide like that. Psalm chapter 32, verse 7. Why can't you hide like that? Because if you're hiding in God's presence, in the presence of God, you're going to take a bunch of mess inside God's heart? No. Psalm chapter 32, verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from what? Thou shalt compass me about with what? Songs of what? Of deliverance. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. You remember that? I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of my God. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of my God. Somebody say hiding place. We're getting there. Psalm chapter 64, verse 2. Somebody say, he's covering it all. Talking about hiding places. Talking about hiding places. Talking about hiding places. A big dead army's not worth anything. Big dead army's not worth anything. There are a lot of people with big armies, but none of them are hiding. The air attack come, none of them be there. Amen. I tell you what, five living will do more damage and 1,000 dead because they didn't hide themselves.
Amen.
Psalm 64, verse 2. Hide me from the secret, somebody say secret, counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of workers of iniquity. So you got to pray these things. I've seen people, listen, that got around people that were so twisted and so screwed up and so off and so in the mess. You got to hide from people like that.
Amen.
You got to hold this in your heart and write these notes down and teach it to new converts.
Amen.
Somebody say, you better hide from that one.
Hide.
Hide me from counsel of the wicked. Wicked means people that are outside of the path. They don't know where they're going and want you to go with them. Misery loves company. You ever just seen people just as off and just messed up themselves, but always telling everybody else what to do? Uh-huh. Prophet liars. Some say, you better hide from that stuff. See, they could be nice, wicked people, too. Did you know that? They're nice, wicked people. I mean, not, see, we think that all wicked people are like, you know, like witches and all this other stuff, and just nasty people. There are some people, listen, they can be just as sweet, but off from the plan of God. You know, New Age people and different things, you know, all these people, they're nice about it, you know. They're just trying to do you good, amen, but they're going to try to take you off of the right course for your life. So say, counsel of the wicked. Hide. Caller ID is a good way to hide. Changing the channel is a good place to hide. There are a lot of people that aren't hiding from people that are putting all kind of stuff on TV. We don't hide. We go wide open. Who that out there in the field? Who go there? Bam, bam, bam. There are lots of casualties all over the place because people were too dumb to hide. It's time to put your head down. Amen. We know lots of casualties. Lots of casualties. Because they never learned how to hide. Psalm chapter 119, 114. If we had taught this 2 years ago, thou art my hiding place and my shield, I what? Everybody say hope. Well, see, that's what we're doing. We got a word from God. We got a word from God, amen, that we expect him to perform. So say we're hiding with expectation. Write that down. Hiding with expectation. Don't hide with no expectation. You're not hiding to stay there forever. You will come up out of it. Hide with expectation. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is how you hide. Proverbs chapter 2. This is the last passage of scriptures we're going to be reading to you. Proverbs chapter 2, 1. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide, somebody say hide, my commandments, what's after that? What? With what? So who's hiding? You and the what? Okay, let's read that again. Somebody say praise the Lord. We need to have a class in the Bible school called hiding. Hiding 101. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. Didn't say just hide the commandments, said you and the commandments hide. So it's already that it's already said, listen, that his son's already hiding. I'm saying his son is already hidden. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. This is what you do while you are hiding. Okay? And apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and seek diligently. Come on, you know that prophetic word. Listen. And lifts up thine voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God, or find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up what? Some say sound. Wisdom for who? He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yea. Somebody say yes. 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 Every. Somebody say every. Good path. Every good path. Say I will understand every good path. As you hide yourself in this season, you're going to have a revelation, as we told you before, of righteousness and judgment. And after you get that revelation, somebody say, praise the Lord. You'll know every good path. Now, with the scriptures that we read to you this morning, I'm going to read this prophetic word and get it into your heart one more time. Somebody say, I hear a little bit clearly now. Blessed are they that find a hiding place. Blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Many shall wax worse and worse and away. But those that seek diligently, somebody say praise God, shall remain and grow strong. Because they shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatsoever thing they do shall prosper. They bring forth abundantly in this much due season. Therefore take hold of the reins of life. Do what is right, and you will walk in the light. Why don't you stand up? Somebody say praise God. And before we let you go, I want you to look at someone and just put your hands on their shoulder right now and say, don't you leave your hiding place in the name of Jesus. Don't leave the hiding place. Stay in the presence of God. Stay under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Don't leave the hiding place. You're about to come into revelation, understanding of righteousness. And God will do justice and judgment. You're going to know every good path in the name of Jesus. You will not leave the hiding place in the name of Jesus. And when God says, come forth, come forth. Oh, we got to be obedient. Oh, we got to be obedient. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, I believe God's got some things to say to us in the hiding place. And he wants to say them in secret. See, but he can't say the things because you haven't been convinced that there's a hiding place. And when you get to that hiding place, let me say, when you get to that hiding place, he'll start to reveal some secrets. Glory to God. Then after you get that secret, glory will set you out. Somebody say, praise God. Come, 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 come to the hiding place. Amen. And as he comes, I believe God will release a word to us. The only word we got right now is, listen, the only instructions we got right now spiritually, listen, is to come and do those things. Amen. Come and do those things. And he said, now, if you come, this word only said, listen, if you come, you'll be blessed. You'll bring forth abundantly if you come. But in between coming and the blessing, amen, I believe there's some instruction there. Amen. But we got to get the people, see, we got to get the people to the place to where they'll come to the hiding place so he can speak. So that we can take advantage of this season. Somebody say, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And pray for everyone. Amen. Amen. But we're not going to be concerned about that. Pray for everyone that they would come to the hiding place and hear this word. And reverence the Holy Ghost and stay in the presence of God. Watch your mouth. Watch your heart. Guard your heart. Stay in God's presence. Amen. And do what's right. Amen. And God will bless you. Listen, God's not going to keep you in hiding forever. What if it's only a week and you miss it? What if it's only an opportunity of 3 days and you miss it? What if he spoke it 3 months ago? What if he spoke it a month ago? Amen. And we could have been in a hiding place hearing what he had to say for 2 weeks. Amen. And then by the time we catch it, we only get 1 day. Seasons are appointments with God. And God's calling you to an appointment. The timer on your palm pilot is beeping. Get away. Get away, get away. See, I spoke it, amen, but we need to really stand in it, amen. Make this first priority. Glory to God. Y'all be blessed. I'm waiting for that last part to start to manifest, bringing forth abundantly. We want to hear what God has to say.